it's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
All right, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Heather Nursery and Greenhouse here in Dawson, broadcasting live with Dwayne Hastad this morning. I'm in your place today, Dwayne.
Yeah, right in Dawson, Minnesota here, and probably had a hard time getting here.
Well, I went down the alley, let's put it that way, and it leads me a direct path to your place.
You bet. There's a construction going on in Dawson. And
lots of construction.
A lot of construction, so a lot of times you don't have to listen to the or read the signs, just ignore them. But to get to Heather Floral in Dawson, you can come down the alleyway, and
yep.
You can get there, so it's easy to get here.
Main Street is
blocked off. So
can't come in the front door, you got to come in the back door, right?
Come in the back door, you're welcome in the back door. And also can come down 7th Street.
Okay.
So you're coming through the back side. You can come right into our greenhouse, which is absolutely full of flowers. Paul was just in there.
And I took a bunch of pictures and posted them on our KLQP Facebook page.
Thank you.
Yeah, beautiful flowers. And I understand you planted just about every one of those.
Well, we start in January, believe it or not, back in my little corner. And we either grow them from seeds. You saw the seed trays.
I was watching what you were doing. It was amazing. Fascinating, actually.
We actually have a plug tray, which has 288 cells in it. We have a machine that plants that, and then we grow those on. We have heat mats and grow those on, and then we transplant them into bigger pots, anywhere from a 4-pack to a 4.5-inch, depending on what it is. And keeps me out of trouble for a while.
It keeps you busy, too.
It's awesome. I enjoy doing that.
Yeah, it looked like you did. So, yeah, great greenhouse here in the Dawson, all three locations.
Yeah.
Greenhouses going full power.
Still haven't gotten the greenhouse up in Madison yet, though.
Oh, okay.
We're putting up a new greenhouse, but we'll have plants over there.
Okay.
So they have some. I mean, they have Mother's Day plants. You know, our hanging baskets are absolutely gorgeous. You know, like right there, Paul.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
We have, that one's called Above and Beyond, which is different shades of pink, and that's one of my favorite. And then we have another one that's purple and lavender and white alyssum in it. Those are our popular ones. We have some of those in Madison. We have our other greenhouses are jam-packed full in Montevideo and Dawson.
Yep.
So, yep. Or this is a great idea, I think, Paul.
What's we're looking at what's in front of me here.
We have a tray, okay? And these are two moms, and they do all their planters.
They're ready for delivery.
They're ready for delivery, which we'll be doing deliveries. Well, if you can't get here, we'll deliver them. And it's an assortment of different plants, from petunias to alyssum to creeping Jenny, and spikes, and they plant their own planters at home.
Nice.
So they're getting flowers that they can plant.
Yeah, a lot of great variety here that you
Betty picked them out.
What's that?
My wife Betty picked them out.
Oh, nice. Oh, she does a great job.
That little white one in the front of you
is
new this year. It's called Itsy. It's an Itsy petunia. Petunias are usually big like that, you know.
Oh, okay.
And this is a new one that's smaller. And it's kind of taken over for some plants.
Okay.
But it's really aggressive, and it's a fun filler plant.
All right. And Betty created all these, you said, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
You got to give credit where credit is due.
Yeah, she just walked by. She's running around here.
You know, she's just begging to get on the radio.
All right. Well, as always, Maynard's back at the studio. We're going to open up our phone lines for any lawn or garden questions you have for Dwayne. So give us a call at 320-598-7301. Or you can email your question over. Maynard's right there in the studio at KLQPFM at farmerstell.net. Dwayne, what's our plant of the week?
I took a picture and we posted it on there. It's an apricot tree in full bloom. Absolutely gorgeous. And you can grow apricots around here. We sell moon gold and sun gold apricots. You need to have two so they cross-pollinate. But sometimes you don't get apricots because we have a late freeze and they bloom really early, so that hurts them sometimes. But this year you're going to get apricots.
Okay, so that's our plant of the week, an apricot
tree.
All right.
And other plants that bloom that early, forsythia is absolutely gorgeous now, or magnolia trees.
Okay,
so we're going to kind of call it our early blooming plants for the year.
All right. So what's our horticultural concern of the week? And I think Maynard's listening to this one.
Unfortunately, we already got to talk about this. But the dandelion. Unreal. They kind of like popped up overnight and are blooming like crazy. Unless you went and sprayed your lawn last fall. That's the best time to get rid of the dandelion, because the dandelion's taking in that energy and putting it into the root system in the fall, okay?
Okay.
So if you would have sprayed that, it would have taken that chemical and killed the root. And if you don't do that, they just multiply like crazy. So the fall is the best time to spray. And next time is to do it now.
What do you spray with?
We use a product called Trimec, and what has three chemicals in it. And that'll wipe your dandelions, and besides that, clover, but it won't hurt your grass.
Trimec. Okay.
And if you have some really tough ones, like Creeping Charlie, which nobody's been complaining about yet, but they will. Flowers, a little blue flower, we use a product called Weed Free Zone. That'll kill some of those harder to kill weeds.
Okay. Creepy Charlie, doesn't that happen when the weather's really hot and humid?
Yeah.
Then they explode, all right?
Exactly.
All right. So best time to do that, though, is in the fall, huh?
Exactly, because the chemistry's right. Okay. They're taking the energy from their leaves and putting it down into the root system so they live over winter. So, but in the spring, they're taking that energy from the root and producing leaves.
Okay.
So it's not the right way.
Not the right way. All right, good. Well,
see you, Doc.
See, we got customers coming in the back door because
all the time.
Construction's happening in the front of the business here. So, yeah,
also,
we've had a number of people walk by us already.
Well, they're getting here. We appreciate that. Before we get into some of our questions, we do more than the greenhouse for Mother's Day. The girls have been really, really busy with the cut flowers. And they have a number of arrangements all made up. So if you want flowers for mom or your wife or...
Right. Yeah, actually, we're broadcasting in the back room here. And I can see the work area here, and there's a lot of beautiful flowers all ready to go here.
We have a cooler full of roses and all kinds of beautiful flowers and arrangements. And we have a lot made up in our front cooler. I don't know if you noticed that.
Yep, I did.
They can pick them right out of there. So that happens both in Madison, Dawson, and Montevideo.
Okay.
We have a crew that's doing flowers.
So Mother's Day, Sunday.
We can't forget Mom, Paul.
No, you can't do that.
So,
all right.
Surprise her with some beautiful flowers from Heather.
That's right. All right, let's get into some of our questions. This person planted potatoes last year, Dwayne, and when they harvested them, most if not all of them had brown rusty spot in the middle of the potatoes. She thought she maybe watered them too much or something, but when they cut the potato open, a brown spot appears inside. Why is that?
It's called hollow heart.
Yep.
Okay.
What causes that?
Well, first of all, when you buy potatoes, you should always buy blue tag potatoes. Okay? That's a grade of potatoes. That means that it's the highest grade. So get a good quality seed, you know, seed potatoes, and blue tag. Hollow heart happens is there's some kind of environmental shock on that potato. Too dry, which could have been last year, and then all of a sudden you get rain, and they don't like that change. Potatoes don't like being dry and then get really wet. And what that does is shock the potato, like me having a heart attack.
Yeah.
It has a hollow heart in the middle of that. And so it shocked the potato.
Okay.
Not a lot you can do about it.
Okay.
And it doesn't hurt the potato, though.
It doesn't.
Okay, you can cut around that.
Oh, you can.
Yep, and just use the potato. It doesn't hurt the potato.
Some people thought maybe the bigger the potato, the more apt to have that.
The more dramatic the conditions are in your environment, the more you're going to likely have that hollow heart.
Now, what kind of potato did you say to buy?
It's called blue tag potato.
Blue tag potato.
That means there's a lot of different varieties of potatoes.
Okay.
But they're all graded, okay? And blue tag is what we sell. That means it's a higher quality potato seed.
Okay.
Blue tag potatoes. Make sure you get them.
When do people plant potatoes usually?
So Good
Friday?
Potato on Good Friday. Well, not this year.
Yeah.
We had 10-foot snowbanks. The last two people that walked out of here were carrying potatoes.
Oh, they were?
Yeah. So... it's potato time. Potatoes and
onions. To plant potatoes now?
Yep.
Okay.
And people are starting to get their garden seeds. we package our own garden seeds at Heather Nursery, and it's kind of my varieties that I have done good over the years, and some new ones. And so we package garden seeds, so you get more seeds per package. And if you want that, please come and check out our garden.
All right. You know, sitting here broadcasting with you, Dwayne, I get the flower smell and the garden center smell. I love that smell.
Yeah, if you haven't smelled that this year, come down and go through the greenhouse. There's absolutely a lot of new plants. These two here, Paul, are new. That one's called Mayan Sunset. It's a petunia. And this is kind of a creamy yellow alyssum. So a lot of new varieties.
All right. One more question here. This person emailed us over a question. I struggle every year with cucumbers being fat, short, and yellowish. What am I doing wrong, or is it the type I'm using, cucumbers?
Well, if you use the same cucumber variety over and over and over and having the same problem, obviously it's probably to do with the variety you're picking.
Okay.
I don't know.
Cucumbers hard to grow?
No, they're very, very easy to grow. Plant them from seed, or we have them in plants. Some varieties that have grown really well around here, National Pickling is a great one. We have some burpless cucumbers. I would suggest maybe something going on in the soil.
Since they're big, fat, and yellowish?
Change the variety. Come down here, I'll tell you which ones to plant.
Okay.
And maybe you should amend your soil a little bit.
Now, what could she do with her soil?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. Earth Elements Fertilizer is the fertilizer that I created, and we got it back again. I have pallets and pallets of that in a warehouse here.
Okay.
And if you haven't tried it, you'll love it. It puts the minerals, it puts the nutrition back into your vegetables, into your cucumbers, and they'll keep them healthier so you won't. They'll grow better.
Okay.
Another question for you here. They planted paper birch, northern pin oak, and matador maple trees last fall. They're about 7 to 8 feet tall. Should they fertilize them? And if so, what do you recommend?
I'm glad you asked that again. You definitely should fertilize your new plants, even some of your old plants, okay? Like the trees in your yard, if they're young like this and haven't developed their root system a lot, I would definitely put down, we have a Earth Elements Grower Fertilizer. It boosts the growth of your plant.
Okay.
And, again, it's a lot of minerals, and it'll benefit those trees. Yeah, you want to take care of your little babies.
Okay, good answer, Dwayne. You're the right guy to go to with lawn or garden questions.
Well, Paul,
sure.
You've been doing this for years.
Yeah.
And I have a degree in horticulture. And have to talk about my mom a little bit.
Okay.
When I was just a little kid, even in my diapers, she had us out in the garden. I can remember eating the whole row of peas. But that's where I learned a lot of my gardening from, is from my mom. She had big, big, big gardens. She even had cucumber patches we had to pick.
Oh.
So I hate cucumbers.
Oh, do you?
Well, we had to pick all of them, and then she got all the money.
Okay.
That wasn't fair.
No, what's up with that?
I don't know. But
that's how you got your love of gardening then, huh?
You know, I didn't like it then, but you know what? It got ingrained in me.
Yep.
And so, happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Yeah, that's a good tribute to your mom there.
Yeah. She was a lady.
Yep. She was a good thing, good bonding time between you two.
Yep. It was. And I enjoy the garden.
All right. All right, tell us where your location is. And
Paul Meyer in Dawson, Minnesota. I have the nursery in Floral, and we welcome you and hope you can make it here through the construction. Also in Madison on Main Street, and the gang there can help you out. And also in Montevideo and Smith Edition. Randy's over there, and he has a big crew this year, and lots and lots and lots of plants, lots of trees and shrubs, perennials, annuals. We've never had such a big inventory, so.
Good.
The plant of the week was not that one, but yellow peonies. We got them again, called Bartzilla.
Okay. Thanks, Dwayne. Hey, it's fun broadcasting live from your shop here this morning.
We've got to do that more often, and happy Mother's Day to all the moms.
All right, and that's another garden show for this week.